The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
The roster is set 1 week from today. The Packers are kicking off their season. When we reconvene this show on Tuesday, it's going to be like a Thursday on a Tuesday. By the NFL calendar.
I'm so late.
Well, but if they're not doing anything, like the time change isn't significant. Sao Paulo is 2 hours ahead of, you know, of where, you know, Lambeau and Green Bay and where we are in Wisconsin, the central time zone. So right now it is 10:08 a.m. in Sao Paulo. So it's not like you have to deal with a huge time difference, right?
But it's a 9-hour flight, Gabe. No?
Yeah,
no big
but
deal?
I don't think the flight, especially when you're only... when the time zone change is only that. I think the flight is a bigger issue when you're changing that many time zones. Because usually you think 9-hour flight, yeah, okay, you're changing a lot of time zones, right? And I think that's always the issue of trying to get your body reacclimated. Yeah, 9 hours is a long time to sit on a flight, but it's only going to be a 2-hour time difference.
Yeah.
But as we sit here, Chewy, what do you think is the weakest link on the Packers roster as we start 2024?
As far as the position group?
Position group. Give me the weakest position group. If you want to give me a player, like a starting player too, you can do that. But
well, quarterback, they're fine. Running back, fine. Receiver, tight end, fine. Okay, so now I have trepidation about Josh Myers, Jordan Morgan, and Rashid Walker. Okay, he's fine.
Mm-hmm.
He's fine, but when you're going up against Hutchinson, Bosa, Philly always has some good. Are you going to have to help him?
Well, how did you guys handle
it? He's probably the least of my concern.
You guys didn't have any studs in that 96 line. How did you guys block some of the studs back in 96?
We helped in different ways, you know, whether it was a back going out and chipping. It's more just feeding. It's not really chipping. It's feeding them to Bruce. So Bruce is comfortable and he can hit them down the middle instead of taking an edge, because that's where Bruce didn't have the greatest feet. But if he had a full chunk of the guy, he was fine. I mean, there was questions about Myers.
Mm-hmm.
If you go back all the way to February, there was talk of moving Zach Tom to center. There was talk of doing different things. So he's a concern. Jordan Morgan's a rookie. You know, he's a rookie. We all thought he was going to play tackle. They plugged him in at guard. So that's a concern. Defensive side of the ball, I mean, I'm not all in on who's the first? Devontae Wyatt?
Yep.
You know, the run scares me.
I don't know if you can be confident
Bullard.
In
you
any...
You know, Bullard, they like Bullard. They like Bullard, but I have to see what kind of range he has and how much his play is going to dictate what they do with McKinney. And then, obviously, the kicker is a huge concern.
I don't know if there's a defensive position that you can feel confident in, which is scary. There's a lot of potential.
Corner, I feel good, though, Gabe. Corner, I feel okay.
Do you?
Stokes and Jair.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Are you talking yourself into that? Because there's a lot of questions that can be asked. Starting with Jair, by the way. Like, Jair is being paid as one of the elite corners in the NFL, and he can be one of those guys. But it's been a little bit since we've seen that guy. Eric Stokes?
The big thing about Jair is he's keeping his mouth shut, which is what I kind of like. It's just shut up and play football. I don't need
sure,
to commentary.
Sure, but I think it's fair to have questions about him based on the season he had a year ago. It's fair to have questions. If we're going to have questions about Christian Watson and his availability, well, guess who's missed more games in his first 3 years in the NFL?
No, I agree, and I think there's a conversation at...
There's not a lot of depth there. There's a potential that Keyshawn Nixon's not even in the slot. Like I don't think that corner is potentially the best position group they have? Yes. But the overarching point I'm trying to make here is there's even questions at corner. And that's what makes me a little bit nervous about this defense.
Are you nervous of the linebackers at all?
Yeah. I don't know what they have there. Who's good there?
No, that's what I was trying to tell Craig, and I think that's where Halfley's at. He's like, I like my scheme.
Yep.
I think it works. Do I have the guys to carry it out? I don't know.
Basically,
I can't tell just from the training camps they have today.
Yesterday he said during his availability that, yeah, we're going to be as prepared as we can, then we're going to start the game, we're going to let it rip. Which is funny.
That's all you can do.
Yeah. I agree with you. After hearing Halfley talk yesterday, I think he is excited about the potential that they have, but he doesn't actually know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to know because, again, Quay Walker, he's been underwhelming his first 2 years. You have two other rookies, Isaiah McDuffie, who's a late-round pick. So you've got bodies there, but whomst among them emerges remains to be seen.
That's why the easy thing to do is blame Joe Barry. Like, it was all him. They sucked against the run because it was him. His scheme was terrible. Well, there comes a time that player's got to play.
Oh, yeah. Know?
And I'm not... I mean, even if you have restrictor plates on you, from a defensive play-calling standpoint, you still got to make plays.
Yeah.
Right?
Joshie, is this fair? Are we overreacting to what they have defensively? Because I think you have questions. Now, is everybody going to suck defensively? No, but I think there are legitimate questions at every level of that defense going into the season. That's why I just can't fully... And we talked about Pete Prisco and the tweet he had from CBS Sports about how he thinks the defense is going to be star-spangled awesome. There's too many questions for me to go, yep, defense, don't have to worry about it.
I don't think you're overreacting. I do think there's a little more security maybe than we're implying at this point. I think there's more depth at the cornerbacks than we're giving credit to. Even though there's two rookies at the safeties, I feel pretty damn good that one of those two guys is going to end up being like a solid, very good contributor. The thing that is helping them is there's depth at every position, aside from like really the edge, that you feel good about, that you figure throughout the season you'll be able to piece that together and figure out who are the best guys that are going to be the most consistent contributors. That, to me, is the strength.
I think Craig nailed it when he said, it all depends on what your expectations are. And I'm in line with him. I'm like, my expectations are to be in the mix at the end of the year, which I think they will be. And I think the defense will get better as the season goes along because there are going to be growing pains. But it all depends on what your – if your expectation is Super Bowl or bust, I can't buy you there. I'm sorry. You're on an island. You're on an island. I can't go there. My expectations are to be in the mix at the end of the year, not to be the number one seed with a bye. If that happens, wonderful. But that's not my expectation. And I think that's realistic. Are you guys in line with me?
Yeah. And
yeah.
I keep using this, and maybe it's because it was my childhood, and maybe it's because I've done the show with you enough and remember very vividly. I see this more of being you guys. If this iteration of the Green Bay Packers wins a Super Bowl, right, like with this kind of core that they have, I look at it more as what you guys were in the 90s versus what Rodgers and that team was when they won in 2010. Because there were a lot of veterans on that team. Like, that was a team that was in an NFC Championship game at home, took a step back because of, you know, because Rodgers was a first-year starter, and then they quickly got to, okay, 2010, here we are, Super Bowl. And you guys, it felt a little bit more slow. 92, broke, you know, okay, 9-7. Okay, we're right there. 93, yeah. Breakthrough, get to the playoffs, win a playoff game. 94, same thing happens. Right, except you guys got to host a playoff game, even though you were a wild card, and run up against the Dallas Cowboys again. 95, then there's that breakthrough moment against San Fran, go to the NFC Championship game. I see this because it's such a young team. I look at it more of closer to you guys than what Rodgers was when he won. I think there's going to be So if they do the exact same thing this year, Chu, and let's say they go 10-7, and they're a wild card team, win the first round, lose in the divisional round, but I don't think that's a failure for this team.
Well, let me just tell you the mindset between 95 and 96, okay? We beat San Francisco, a team that we thought we could beat, right? When we went in there, we're like, they're soft. Let's just kick the crap out of them and get out of there with a win, which we did. And then you go to Dallas the next week, and your mindset as a player is we're going to have to play really, really good to beat them. Really, really good. And we did play really good. We didn't play really, really good, but we played really good, and we didn't beat them. The difference in the playoffs the next year is the only way we're not going to the Super Bowl is if we screw up.
Yeah.
That's the difference in mindset.
And I don't think
it's not like, oh, Carolina's coming to town. We're going to have to play really, really good. No, it's like, We the only way we lose this game is if we screw up. And it was looking like that in the first quarter when we turned the ball over. And I can't remember if they score a touchdown or kick three. But even at that point, we're like, hey, all right, just don't screw up anymore and we got this.
Yeah. And so I look at this team more as that, right? Like they're in the middle of building something. Yes, they went to the playoffs last year and won a game. But I don't think for growth for this team, I don't think necessarily that next step is the NFC Championship game. Great if they get there. Certainly great. But if they go to the divisional round and lose to Detroit or Philly or San Francisco, I don't think that's going to necessarily be a bad thing.
See, I think the NFC is better than the AFC. I really do. Do you guys agree?
No.
I'm like, Detroit is better than Buffalo. Detroit is better than Miami.
Detroit's not better than
Detroit
Baltimore.
Detroit is better than Cincinnati.
They're not better than Baltimore.
Yeah, they are offensively. Baltimore has no offense. They have Mark Andrews.
They have Zay Flowers. They have Derrick Henry.
They're fine. They're fine.
The two-time MVP.
Fine.
They have a two-time league MVP.
It's a good game then, Gabe.
Sure, but Detroit. But
it's
like,
a good game.
If those two play on a neutral field, the Ravens are favored.
Yeah. And Philly's better than Buffalo. Philly's better than Buffalo. Philly's better than the Dolphins. Philly's better than Cincinnati.
But they're not better than Baltimore.
Why do you love Baltimore so much?
Because they're really bleeping good. They should have been in the Super Bowl last year. They hosted the AFC Championship
game. Yeah, they should.
And Zay Flowers.
But what do they do?
And Zay Flowers fumbled the ball on the goal line.
What do they do every year? They're like Buffalo. They can never seal the deal.
Well, neither can any of the teams that you just mentioned in the NFC. Detroit hasn't sealed the deal.
Good point.
Right? Like, I'm sure if that's the standard, like Detroit had a big time lead that they coughed away in the second half last year in the NFC Championship.
But they weren't. They're still in the progression. Now Detroit's like when they go to San Francisco now.
Oh, they're
probably like.
They got more. They have more confidence.
And so does Green Bay.
Yeah.
Because Green Bay was right in that game.
Winning the division is going to be so big for them. Because with this still young of a team, I have a hard time imagining them winning three in a row on the road. I think that's going to be really hard.
Yeah, that's going to be tough.
And chances are you're going to have to win three in a row anyway. Because I don't think anybody thinks the Packers are going to be the number one seed in the NFC.
No, which is fine. Just be in the mix.
Yeah.
Be in the mix and be hot at that time, and you don't know, like last year, you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm on board with that. I can't wait for week one, man. Like, everybody, again, who wanted to celebrate preseason being here, we didn't learn. What did we learn? What did we learn in this preseason? What did we learn in training camp?
Malik Willis is the best option at backup quarterback.
Yeah, that's bad.
Anders Carlson can't kick.
Do you guys know where you're watching?
The first one I didn't know. Second one, I'm probably just watching at home. I'm going to be doing the pregame show.
That's sweet. On a Friday night, get a life.
we
Josh,
we both
you still got that beer.
You bet your bottom dollar, I got that brewski, brother.
I'm going to be in Minneapolis, so I'm searching for a place.
Oh, I'm sure they have a Packer bar up there somewhere. Oh, you probably can't go to a Packer
bar, though.
Oh, I guarantee.
In Minneapolis?
I will tell you.
Give me a 10-second Google.
Well, we'll tell you where the Minneapolis Packer Bar is coming up next. And maybe if anybody from Minneapolis who has been up there has watched Packer games, give Chewy a suggestion for watching the game next week. 800-990-3776. It doesn't matter what age you are. Low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. That's where Mentality comes in. Local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. Look. You want to compete at work in sports like you did years ago. And if you're tired, groggy, just don't feel like yourself, don't have that energy to attack your day, that could be signs of low testosterone. And it doesn't have to be that way. Mentality can work with you just like they've worked with me to get that energy back. If you've got a long day and you're kind of, you know, oh man, hopefully I got energy at the end of this thing, you don't have to worry about that anymore. I've had some long days here at ESPN Milwaukee, and Mentality has really helped me with that. I have that energy to attack my day once again. Go to LowTUSA.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality and their low testosterone treatments. LowTUSA.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
excuse me. Hold on. Getting choked up over it. So, hold on, give me a moment.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Relive the greatest postseason run in Bucks history with the Bucks in 6 podcast. Bucks in 6 presents a special series commemorating the Bucks title run in 2021. From the thrilling 7-game series against the Nets to the 50-piece from Giannis in the finals, immerse yourself in the sounds of each playoff round. Bucks in 6 on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. Find it now at Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, or on Spotify, Apple, and wherever you get your podcasts. Chewy, you're going to be in Minneapolis next Friday. Packers taking on the Eagles. You're looking for a place to go. Josh in Heartland has a couple of options for you. The Herkheimer.
Okay.
Not sure where, again, I don't know where these are, but I don't know if you want to keep it in. Josh also says Joe Sensor's isn't a Packer bar, but it will be that night, has a bunch of big screens. Again, so for you, if you're ranking the bar that you want to go to in Minneapolis to watch this game, power rank the things that are important to you while you're inside this bar.
Food, one.
Okay.
TVs, two. Availability to sit somewhere and be able to view the games without distraction, three.
Okay.
I don't want to sit at the bar.
All right.
Because that's too distracting with the bartenders that are behind there. Nice little table with the TV in front of it would be luscious. But I forgot that my son that goes to Minnesota is a diehard Eagles fan.
Oof. How did
that
happen?
There might have to be some negotiation.
How did that happen?
I don't. None of my kids. One of my kids was a Packer fan. That's it. We have a Patriots fan. We have a New Orleans fan. We have an Eagles fan, and we have a Bears fan.
The hell's going on?
That's the girl.
Ever?
What's the girl?
What?
They're just opposite. You know, whatever ticks the parents off, that's what they're doing.
I do want to fill in here. On the Packers website, they have a great option where you can just Google and find out where there are places that are Packers bar. There's a place right in Minneapolis called 8th Street Grill. I would imagine that has food along with the bar part. There's also a place called Stadium Pizza. So pizza and football,
like pizza?
That's an option. They also have, if you go towards
pizza.
St. Paul, the original Gabe's by the park. Tiffany Sports Lounge, yeah.
Oh, man.
Camp Bar.
I've been to Gabe's up there.
Yeah.
I've got friends who live up there, and they felt...
Really?
You know, they thought it was hilarious if they took me to Gabe's.
You know who I'm calling? Who I got to call, who I see every year when I go up there, is Crapper.
Who's Crapper?
Yeah, wait.
Gabe?
Wait, I should know who Crapper is. Who's Crapper?
Shucker.
Oh, that's
okay,
really?
Larry.
Really?
Lindsey Knapp.
Lindsey Knapp's going to be up there, I suppose. Knapp.
Yeah, Lindsey Knapp will be up there.
Knapp becomes Crapper. Sure.
So I think this is a negotiation I go into with my son up there because it's his birthday and that's where we're going up there. So I'll tell him, we can either go to a Packer bar Friday night and watch the game, and I'll take you to Manny's. You ever been to Manny's?
I've never been to Manny's.
Unbelievable steakhouse.
Yeah, but you don't want to be at a steakhouse for a game.
Top five steakhouses I've ever been to.
They don't have...
No. Saturday night game.
Oh, Saturday night.
Saturday
night. I was about to say, steakhouse isn't going to have
a TV. So if I get the Packer bar, we'll go to Manny's. If it's an Eagles bar, we're going to Sizzler.
Hey, I love this negotiation tactic. I feel this is smart by you. You're going into this the right way.
Yeah. So I think I win. I think it's a win-win for me.
It is.
Instead of a lose-lose.
Well, and if...
Because I really want to go to Manny's.
Yeah. But hey, I know you are willing to sit through a Sizzler meal if it means everybody else is miserable too.
Yeah, totally.
little spite going on there. But Lindsay Knapp's going to point you in the right direction of where to go.
Yeah. Lindsay's great. He's a lot of fun. He's still a goof. Lost a lot of weight.
The one thing I've learned...
He probably played at 305. He's probably like 245 now.
Oh, wow. The one thing I've learned, though, about you guys... And when I say you guys, I mean the ex-NFL player fraternity. For the most part, y'all are pretty much goofs.
Oh, well, Frank was in town. Frank's been in town since Wednesday.
Oh, down there in Tampa?
I've seen him the last two nights. Yeah. Just a consummate complainer. And I love it. Yeah, I love it. He's one of the best complainers around.
So who's a bigger NFL boy? You or Frank?
Frank. Frank's going to Brazil. I'm like, why are you going to Brazil? Because someone's paying for me to go down. I'm like, I wouldn't go if someone was paying me, Frank. Frank loves being in the middle of stuff. Joshy, did I ever tell you the Lindsay Knapp story, which is probably top 10?
This is the first time I've heard the name Lindsay Knapp.
Oh, offensive lineman for the Packers.
With Lou Holtz?
Fantastic. Yeah. The Lou Holtz one is great.
Played at Notre Dame. He was a four-year starter. At Notre Dame.
And this is when they're pretty good. This is like in the 90s.
Aaron Taylor.
Yeah.
Yes. Played there with Aaron Taylor. Played with Craig Hendrich. Four-year starter. So his senior year, you know, Lou would walk around the huddle, and he's a high-energy guy. You remember he had counted steps on the sideline and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they were doing like goal line or something, and Lou was behind Lindsay. And Lindsay turned real quick to break the huddle and stepped on Lou's foot with seven studs, which hurts, You know, the cleats. And, you know, Coach Holtz kind of folded like that, and Lindsay felt horrible. He's like, Coach, I'm so sorry. I didn't see you there. I apologize. I hope I didn't hurt you. And Coach Holtz looks at him and goes, it's okay, Larry. He didn't even know his name.
Four-year starter.
Starting for 4 years.
Four-year starter. Senior year.
It's okay, Larry.
He probably just knows him by his number and last name.
But no.
No? Yeah.
I'm saying number.
Football coaches love just numbers.
I'm saying he had no idea who he was.
Yeah, the only thing he knew was his
number. So we call him Larry. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Oh, man. But if you're somebody...
No, he's a lot of fun.
If you're somebody who's going to be maybe, you know, just hanging out at home for that game next week... You want to make sure you're loaded up with Palermo's Pizza. So go to your local grocer's frozen food aisle. Load up on Palermo's this weekend because you're going to find something that everybody loves. Because under the Palermo's family of brands, we're talking about Palermo's and that rising crust pizza that they have. Urban Pie, great crust as well. Great artisan crusts. Connie's has the great thin crust. Surfer Boy Pizza, Screamin' Sicilian. Within Screamin' Sicilian, they now have a new Detroit-style pizza. They have the regular Screamin' Sicilian. They have the thin and crispy, the tavern style. So many different styles. You are going to find one that you absolutely love and want to consume during football games. Palermo's has been doing this for over 60 years, which is why they have been able to just nail premium frozen pizza that you and your family are going to love. Find them, again, in your grocer's frozen food aisle. Palermo's. Flavor is our family's business.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
His eyeball.
Wait.
Where do I get him?
I just assumed when I said wait. Did you just think it was just a suggestion?
Yeah,
pretty much.
Typically
on 94.5 ESPN.
Before we get to week in review, Mark has an important question. Mark in Watertown. Did I miss it? Did Jen run out of gas or not? So we've reached that part of the schedule where Jen is not going to be with us on Fridays. For the most part, every once in a while she'll be here because today is her travel day for College Game Day. So she's always going out wherever College Game Day is going to be for that college football week. We did not hear. I didn't hear anything from her yesterday. So I'm assuming she was fine, made it to the gas station that's right around the corner from the office here, and she was able to get home without incident.
I'm treating it as no news is good news.
Yes, correct. Like if she would have run out of gas,
we wouldn't know.
We would have known.
Yeah.
She would have texted somebody for help. Chances are that person would have been Ashton. Ashton would have spilled the beans. Like that's what we would have been relying upon.
Yeah, he's been sneaky before though. You never know.
Yeah, but usually about like his own stuff. He's not gonna be sneaky about Jen's stuff. Let's see what Chewy remembers about this week in shows in We Can Reach You.
Think you know the show better than the average ESPN Milwaukee fan? Now's your chance to prove it. It's time to play the Week in Reach You.
All right, Chew, I got five questions of things you said throughout the course of the week. We're going to see how many you remember. If you get three right, you win. You get three wrong, you lose. How you feeling today?
I feel okay. Yeah. Not great.
No Blammer Thursday, so, you know, you don't have that as an excuse.
It was Frankie Bag of Donuts Thursday.
Oh.
Which wasn't
could be
crazy,
worse.
But it was okay. No, Frank goes to bed early.
All right, there you go.
It was fine.
Question was one fine. Begins with an audio clip.
From a organizational standpoint.
No, that's Jesus.
Let go and let God.
What Green Bay Packers success do you attribute to Jesus?
Quarterbacks.
Packers three franchise quarterbacks in a row is the correct answer. So you nailed it. One for one. Off to a great start. Question two also begins with an audio clip.
What if you cut your uvula off? Yeah.
What did you think cutting your uvula might accomplish?
What did I think it would accomplish? Food would flow down a little easier. Mm. That's your puke. Doesn't that tell you when to puke?
I honestly I have no idea. I don't know what the uvula does. I don't know what it accomplishes. I just know it's in the back of my throat.
I believe it has multiple uses.
Okay.
Yes.
The correct answer we were looking for.
And then was I right?
Changing the sound of your voice. You thought if you cut off the uvula, maybe you could change the sound of your voice.
Probably would work. I wonder if that hurt if you just someone took a pair of scissors and.
I'd gather yes.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say yes, that would hurt. If someone just stuck scissors in your throat and cut your uvula. Yes. All right, one for one.
It could be worse than pulling a tooth.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know. You do the tooth thing wrong, it can be painful.
Yeah.
I don't know how we get here, but we somehow always do. Question number three. It's the pivotal one. What place did you say you wouldn't visit again?
To America's the best. Why would you want to leave?
What place did you say you wouldn't visit again?
Ireland. Yeah.
Of course, we were talking about Ireland because
that's right.
Jen was in Ireland with College Game Day last week.
Yeah.
All right. Nailed it. You're feeling good. You just got to get one of the last two right this week to win. Let's get to question number four.
I'm probably 90-10.
What are you a 90-10 split between?
That was yesterday. Does that account for anything?
I don't even know if it was yesterday.
90-10. I think it was. I could be wrong. 90-10. What would I be 90-10 on? I remember the conversation, but I have no idea what we're talking
because
about.
Because you said that Jen maybe's the other way. That she's 10-90.
I have no idea.
Street smart versus book smarts. You're 90% street smart versus 10% book smarts.
What would you rather be? I'd rather be street smart.
It's convenient for you.
Yeah. Than 10-90.
Yeah, of course, you would rather be the way you are. I think that that's led to some pretty good successes for you in your life.
I think Joshy wins, though.
In terms of the best balance?
Because I said Joshy was 50-50. Yeah.
Yeah, Joshie's, I mean, yeah.
Ah, you may win, Gabe.
No, I mean, I would say.
I think I said 64 to you.
Yeah.
See, I don't think you'd ever want to be too smart.
Yeah, that'd be terrible.
Yeah, I mean, big Stephen Hawking. What's right? he ever done?
Yeah, don't what a, be too exactly. smart. Thank you.
Yeah, Steve Jobs. Yeah, don't want to be that smart. Don't want to be that guy. Question number five. It means you win if you get it right. You lose if you get it wrong. It starts with an audio clip.
We should have a farming show.
What new farming adjacent term did we learn this week?
Well, I know we were talking about the corn.
Okay.
That's why it's so hot in the Midwest, or was so hot. But what was the question?
What is the new farming adjacent term, or it could be a farming term, that we learned this week?
You're on the right path.
Yeah. You're right there.
With the corn?
Yep. What is the corn?
It has a name?
What is the corn doing that had made it so hot?
It's sweating. It's expelling moisture into the air.
Corn sweat is the correct term.
Yeah.
Are we calling that a win?
Corn sweat.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
We really had to help along the line there.
Hey, every once in a while you need your teammates to help you out, Joshy. Every once in a while you need
them.
The teammate. You need your team to drag you across the finish line. He was right there. He basically was describing corn sweat, just didn't say corn sweat. Gave the definition instead of the term.
What are the meat sweats?
That's.
Have you ever heard that term?
Yeah, oh yeah, when you've had too much meat, and you're kind of sweating it out, and you might be sweating it out because you're kind of nervous about what's going to be happening on the back end.
It's something to do with like excessive amounts.
The best
of
thing to do is
protein.
Yeah, the best thing to do is go in the pool because that's what tigers do when they eat like. I don't know, something.
Everyone tells you not to go in the pool.
They go into water to take the pressure off of their belly. Look it up. I'm telling you. Guarantee you didn't know that.
There are times when he throws out, and this very may well be correct. This could be a 100% accurate fact. But there are times when he throws out facts where he seems like Alan from The Hangover. Zach Galifianakis' character from The Hangover. Tigers don't like cinnamon.
Do you agree with me, or do you disagree?
I know enough to agree with you. Like, do I think that you're probably 85% right on this? Yeah. Like, do I think you're probably missing one little bit of information, but you have most of it, and you're basically there? Yeah, I believe that. That tigers
Did
go
you
into
Google
water.
Josh?
Yeah, there seems to be no sourcing on do tigers go into the pool or water after eating. That feels like anecdotal evidence that you saw one time at the zoo, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, and Chewie was right.
I'm telling you.
Chewie was right.
You just got to find it.
Well, during the break, I want you to search it and find one person in the history of the world who said the same exact thing you just did. Because I'm having trouble.
Okay. All right. We'll figure that out. We'll get to the bottom of it.
Go in the water.
Plus, our guy Joshy is going to be starring tonight on Wisconsin College Game Day. We dive into all that coming up next. A weekly pulse on the Milwaukee Bucks, straight from a fan favorite and Bucks legend. Tune into Hear District with Marcus Johnson, a Bucks Plus audio production. Marcus and his son Chris, a 1995 UCLA hoops champ himself, talk about everything happening in the Bucks world and are joined by some of the biggest names in basketball. Plus, they'll answer some of your questions, too. Stay on the beat of the Bucks and find Hear District now. Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What do we do? Where do we go from here?
We've talked about insulation. We've talked about fantasy camp, and now we've talked about Burning Man. We've hit for the cycle in the first 5 minutes of the show.
On 94.5 ESPN.
You know what makes me happy? My wife being happy. That's why I go to the Jewelry Center. Let's be honest, most guys don't have a clue when it comes to buying jewelry. Gabe's one of the smart ones. Got the engagement ring and the wedding bands from the Jewelry Center for his wedding in 2022. They also do in-house repairs for watches and other fine jewelry like my championship ring when it needs work. I am taking it to the Jewelry Center. They have three locations to stop into, Greenfield, Brookville, and Burlington. And if my wife can't tag along, she can look through all the many styles of diamonds and other fine cuts online at shoptjc.com. I'm living proof. Happy wife, happy life. The Jewelry Center will make it happen. Brookfield, Greenfield, and Burlington, and online at shoptjc.com.
I'm not finding anything to back up your Tigers jump in water to take pressure off their stomach thing here, Chew.
Well, I found they really like to swim.
Yeah.
All big cats
so does my
like
dog.
To swim. Yes. But cats, domestic cats, don't.
Sure. I've never had a domestic cat.
As a general rule, yes. But that is not always the case. I've seen cats that do enjoy to swim.
Oh, really?
Yes. But they are naturally... By and large, they have an aversion to water.
Joshy, you got a big night tonight. Long day. You're going to be heading to Madison later. Going to be part of Wisconsin College Game Day pregame festivities. Badgers, Western Michigan, 8 p.m. tonight. You're on the pregame show from 6 till 8.
Yeah, we had Craig talking about the actual in-game experience. I don't think there's a better pregame in the country.
And that's
than
what I'm
that
talking
in
about.
Madison.
Like walking down Regent Street, yep. Like I honestly miss that. Just the energy walking down Regent Street to get to the stadium. Now, in the stadium, Tony Cartagena, teammate here at Good Karma Brands, was texting me earlier telling me how, you know, the decline. I haven't been to a game inside Camp Randall probably 7-8 years at this point.
Well, yeah.
And apparently that is a consensus opinion that it's starting to decline.
You see
inside.
Every beat writer who's there tell you about how late arriving the crowd is. I mean, that doesn't really bother me, I suppose, because I was also one of those kids at one time.
Do whatever you want to do.
The pregame is more fun than the game oftentimes. But Regent Street, that whole area, everything surrounding it, I've never been a part of the pregame show. I've been a part of the pregame drinking festivities. So when the opportunity came to go up there and just kind of soak it all in, I couldn't say no, especially when it's nice out.
Yeah, it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be a great night for it.
Because towards the end of the season, there can be some cold days when you're standing out there. So I'm going to snap up all of this, take in the sights and sounds. And I mean, I'm excited for the Badgers. I love the Badger season.
I don't know what to expect out of them. That's the problem. Like my excitement for them is being tampered down by, okay, what is this team?
Yeah, I really agree with what Craig was saying, where I think this team could be a lot better football team, but it not really show in the wins and losses, just because you look at that schedule and it's like, those are good football teams.
Home against Bama, at USC, home against Penn State, at Iowa, home against Oregon.
Yeah.
Woof.
Yeah, those are, and you know, typically the Badgers will puke down their shoes one early game against like a Purdue or a Northwestern or whoever it is, and then they'll have an exciting win over a team they probably shouldn't beat. It's kind of how things go, but I'm excited to see Tyler Van Dyke. I'm excited to see like how that offense looks now without Braylon Allen in it, because as much as we like Braylon Allen, I do think he was kind of an inhibitor to what they wanted to do oftentimes.
In the air raid, yeah.
Yes.
In the air raid.
Because he is a grinded out guy.
Make sure you check out Joshy tonight. He is going to be part of Wisconsin College Game Day, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on 94.5 ESPN. Football. Almost all the way back. 1 week from today for the Packers. Enjoy college football all weekend long. Enjoy Wilde and Tausch coming up next.